and been 25 years studying the New Testament, and I know that seems impossible, but it's not. It's, I mean, the more you study it, the bigger it gets. Amen. And I'll tell you, we're going to Matthew and chapter 8. We've been talking about Christ, and I hope you're getting this as we go and concentrating on this. Last Sunday we mentioned the disciples' devotion and how Jesus told that one scribe that felt like he was ready to follow the Lord. He said, "The foxes have holes and the birds have the air have nests, but the Son of Man have not where to lay his head." He's a traveling a preacher. And if you're going to go with me, praise God, I wonder, have we, everyone in this house this morning, counted the cost of what it will take to follow the Lord? Whatever you have to give up, amen, will seem as nothing. I said it'll seem as nothing to follow the Lord. The disciples got all upset one day and said, "Lord, we have gave our houses and our lands and we've just give it all for you." And the Lord said, "Now wait a minute here." He said, "I want you to know you're going to get all this back." Amen. And 100-fold, I believe, is what he said. Was that right or not, church? Amen. I don't have no sad song to sing. I don't have the blues. We're not going to sing the blues. Amen. If you'll serve the Lord, the only time I've had remorse and disappointment is when I failed the Lord or come up short on my end of the deal. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, if you'll serve him, you'll say, "Well, I don't want to be a monk in a monastery or a nun in a whatever they're in." Well, brother, the most normal people in the world are followers of Christ. He'll help you do whatever life calls for you to do. He'll help you do whatever it is. But you need to surrender your life to Christ first and foremost. Amen? Now, let's look at this disciples this morning again as they follow the Lord. We're going to begin reading with verse 23. And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. Amen. Now, and behold, look at this. Notice the following. I want to ask you before we go into this storm this morning, I want to ask you, are you following the Lord? You know, it always amazes me how I can quieten down a holiness meeting by asking one question. I want you to just think about it a minute. Are we following the Lord? Well, how in the world do you know if you're following the Lord or not? Are you keeping his word? Are you talking to him? Are you following his spirit? The Bible says, amen, many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Are we following the Lord? You say, well, how in the world do we know where he's going? It's not hard. The Bible said that we have the mind of Christ. How many knows the Bible says that? Well, what's that mean? That means that we know. You remember all the stuff it came out with, the jewelry and everything, with what would Jesus do? Y'all remember that fad that went through? People made a lot of bucks out of that. Huh? WWJD, what would Jesus do? Huh? How many remembers a book? You may have read that old book by Charles Sheldon, In His Steps. Huh? Anybody ever? Wasn't that an incredible book? I thought that was an incredible book. In His Steps. What would Jesus do? Amen. It turned that church upside down when that one man decided he was going. He wrote another book on, and he titled it Robert Hardy's 7 Days, I believe is the name of it. And it was a man that the Lord had come to him and told him he had 7 days to live. And man, what a transformation that made in that man's life. amen, the things that he undid and did differently, knowing that he was going to die, he began to follow the Lord. Are you following the Lord this morning? I mean, the best of your ability. Are you following the Lord? Amen. Well, a disciple follows the Lord. That's one great characteristic of a disciple. They follow the Lord. Amen. Not their own will. How many knows that humans can get self-willed at times? Well, I am getting a few amens out of there. You run into them, huh? Did you run into one this morning? Self-willed. You know, if you're not, you know, a disciple can't be controlled by his own will. You've got to be surrendered to the will and way of Jesus Christ. How many this morning got up? How many this morning got up and said, "Lord, I'll follow thee. I'm not going to follow my emotions." How many knows your emotions will get you in trouble if you follow the motion? And you can't follow what seems right. The Bible said there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but where's the end of that road? You know how vital it is that we come to church. Now, this is not like, you know, you went out and got a speeding ticket, now you got to take a driving class, and you sit there and sleep through, you know, just to get your, so you get off your ticket. We come in here because we want to know the way the Lord wants us to go and walk in his way. Right? Come on now. And so the disciples, amen, he told them, now look, if you're going to be my disciple, there's going to be a commitment here. There's going to be a price to pay here. And so there was a ship there, and you know, we mentioned last Sunday how that he was pressed by the crowd, and sometimes, amen, we need to change the venue in order to be more effective. Somebody understand what I'm talking about? That's what Christ did. He changed the venue, the environment. He got in a ship, and the intent was to go to the other side. Now, I want you to notice, sometimes we don't understand this, but, and I've preached this, you've heard it over and over and over and over. Now, listen to me. Here's what he said. He entered in a ship, and his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea. There arose a great tempest in the sea. He got in the ship. The Lord is in the ship. How many understands with me this morning, amen, that disciples do get in storms, even though they follow the Lord? You ever have some, yeah, hey, how many really would love to have friends like Job had? You say, I got a few. Well, they're not the best, are they? Huh? Job got in a storm, and here came them three righteous buddies of his, and they sat down for how many days was it, Brother Zane? 7 days. They just sat and looked at him. Wouldn't you love that? Have three old buddies come just stare at you for 7 days. And then they finally come up with a conclusion. Job, you messed up somewhere, buddy. I don't know where exactly you tripped up, but you wouldn't be in the mess you're in right now if you had done everything right. Now, how many knows they were not right? Come on now, church. It's so quiet in here. You know, I almost get nervous sometimes when it gets this quiet. Huh? But I'm going to tell you, sometimes you follow the Lord on board the ship, and he takes you out in the sea. Now notice this. There was a tempest in the sea. How many Job said it like this? He said, man born of woman, if you're just born into this life, you say, well, what did I do wrong? I didn't ask to be born. You ever hear anybody say, I didn't ask to be born? Here you are, and then trouble comes. And I didn't ask for this trouble. How many knows trouble doesn't need an invitation? Man born of woman, just out there. My little old youngins, I feel so sorry for them. Sometimes when they was growing up, and you did yours too, knowing what they had to face. And watch them out there, they're just playing around like nothing, they didn't have a care in the world. And you say, oh, you just wait, buddy, huh? Come on now. Sometimes even you raise them right up in the house of God, and you think, well, maybe we raise them up in church and they love the Lord, they won't have no trouble. Ah, that's a dream. They got on a ship, and a disciple sometimes gets in storms. And you know, listen, church, it is very critical that we understand this morning, and that we know how to react in the storm. Now, I can name off a bunch of them here this morning. I haven't had it all that bad, really, compared to some people in life. A lot of you have probably suffered more than I have. But I'll know we've all had our portion. Every one of us have had our portion. Huh? Life will see to it. Amen. I hope I can help you this morning. Amen. But I want you to notice, here's the part that might confuse you. Look what it said. And the Bible said, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with waves. Huh? I thought of my mom this morning when I looked back there and she said she was 77 years old. That still seems relatively young to me, Mom, in a way. I mean, I guess it's where you got so much vim and vigor, I guess is what it is. But I looked back there at her this morning and I've been there with her all my life. And I know what she's been through in 77 years. Huh? And I look at some of you and I know what y'all been through with. And sometimes life, you know, you have a little problem, a little trouble, and you bear through. But then there comes times in your life when the waves are over the deck. And we know if something don't happen, if something don't give. You ever been there, Brother Bill? You ever been there where you said, if something don't give, I'm a goner? Anybody ever been that way? If something don't, and I don't mean 24 hours, in the next hour, if there's not some relief here somewhere, I'm not going to survive. Anybody ever been there? You head nods. I guarantee you every one of you has been there. Maybe these young guys even maybe been there, Brother Mac. I don't know. You know, everybody has their portion. Every trial is suited for the individual, the test is there. Listen to me. I wish I could preach to you today. Amen. I'm preaching on the disciples in the storm. The waves come overboard. I don't know what it had been. Maybe it was a loved one left you when you didn't want them to leave. Maybe they went the way of the grave. Maybe they just turned their back on you. Maybe it was sickness. You got up one morning and you felt a pain and strange. It didn't go away. Huh? Maybe it was financial. You lost your job. Your mortgage is due. And the money's not there to pay it. Amen. Maybe it's just the trials of life, Brother Josh. Just a young man out here making their way, working, laboring, wondering what the future holds. Amen. And the storms come over the bow. Here they come. Amen. You say, I don't like to hear this, preacher. Well, I'm going to tell you this right now. If you and I do not learn to survive the storm, we will not survive at all. Huh? And so, look what happened. But here, it's still amazing. Hey, man, it looks like I ought to be doing better for you on this text here. But I want you to look what happened right here. Does anybody see those last four words of that verse? What's it say right there? But he was asleep. Now, here's these disciples on board a ship, and, you know, a storm rose up. Now, I don't know. Now, all these disciples were not fishermen, but there were enough fishermen in that they had been in storms before, and they had weathered. And the sad news just this week of some men that was out in a fishing boat, Brother Jerry, and I guess they tried to pull anchor in those tough waves, overturned, and one was rescued. And a lot, I'm telling you, Brother, when you're on the water, I don't know how you are, but not only can I not walk on water, I cannot swim in water. And you know, I've never seen anything, water is unstable. You throw something out there, it's gone. It goes down. Woo, I feel the Lord in here right now. Are you in a storm right now? And you say, hey, if something don't give, I'm going down. A storm will give you that feeling. And brother, you're right to have that feeling. But they're disciples of the Lord. Amen. The Lord is on board this ship. But the Lord's asleep. Amen. How many of you this morning, amen, you had faith to get saved? Amen. You've got devotion to go on to church. But all of a sudden, everything you've ever known, amen, everything you had trust in, it's went asleep on you. And there it lays. Amen. If you don't understand why you're in this storm, and now the Lord is asleep. Now, what in the world does that tell us this morning? I thought the Lord, now look, let's listen to what the Lord says. I love this. The Bible said, his disciples came to him. Now, they had saw enough out of the Lord. Oh, I feel like preaching to you this morning. They had saw enough out of the Lord. Amen. Brother Zane, that they knew that the answer was in that sleeping Savior. Huh? Now, I don't know what you'll go through with, Brother Wayne, but I just guarantee it. But I'll tell you what, no matter what storm you come into, hey man, the key is lying over there asleep in the boat. Huh? They had seen enough about him, Sister Loretta, and I know you've been down that road, and we all have in a degree. You've been down that road where you say, why? Why, Lord? Why are you asleep? Why can't I feel you? Why can't I see your hand working? Come on now. Hey man, but listen. They went to him, and really, they went to him with an accusation, as you'll see here in just a little bit. They were panicking. The water, amen, but I'll tell you what, and we do panic sometimes when we can't see the way out, and it looks like in the next few minutes we're going down. Amen, come on now. But brother, they said, what are we going to do? Well, we've got one on board here that we just saw heal a leper. We just saw him do miracles. We just saw him feed a multitude. We've just seen him do all these wonderful things. Woo, hallelujah. I believe he can handle this storm we're in if we can just get him conscious. Hallelujah. How many feels like this morning the Lord is conscious in your life? Hallelujah. So they went to him and they woke him up. Now, he said, the disciples awoke him and saying, Lord, save us. We perish. Glory to God. How many of you lately have made that same cry to the Lord? Anybody? You might be in here and you say, Lord, I'm going down. The waves are over my ship. I can't master this ship anymore. I'm at my wit's end. I've done everything I know to do. We bail till we're tired. We have no more strength. Lord, don't you care? In one scripture they said, careth not that we perish. Amen. Come on now. Have you ever been in a trial where you wonder, does the Lord really care? Can I answer that question for you? Amen. He cares more than anybody. Amen. And notice what he said. They woke him up and said, Lord, we perish. We're dying. We're going down. He said to them, why are ye fearful? O ye of little faith. Now, I wish I could preach to you today. I want you to notice two things in Jesus' reply to them that is critical in our lives right here. The first one, evidently, he was a little bit marveled at the fact that they would even think such a thing. Now, why? And he said, why are you fearful? Why are you afraid? How many knows that fear is torment? Huh? I'll tell you, one of the greatest enemies of a Christian disciple's soul is fear. I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to survive. Somebody help me preach here this morning. We'll be done here in about 15 minutes. Amen. But notice what the Lord said. He said, why are you fearful? Oh, and here's the next point. You see, these two things cannot survive. You cannot survive together. He said, why are you fearful? Oh, ye of little faith. Amen. Now, he rebuked, in a sense, he's rebuking them. Hey, man, he is telling them, look, I'm here. You know who I am. You know what I've done. You know what I'm capable of doing. Do you really think this storm's going down and take the Son of God with it? when I've got a cross to die on, amen, and scripture to fulfill, and the divine will and sovereign power all lies in the fact that I've got to live, and I've got to go to that cross, and I've got to raise the third day. Amen. Don't you understand? Amen. They didn't understand. And sometimes I don't understand. But can I tell you this morning with a heart, amen, that believes it with everything in me, when we get over there, every little thing in your life that's happened will make sense to you over there. Every thread in that garment, amen, we don't understand it looking at this side of it. You ever look at a piece of a quilt work or something from the bottom side? It doesn't look good at all. All those threads and all those patterns and all those stitches. But when you look at it from the other point of view, it's got a beautiful pattern, and everything looks good. Amen. He said, look, don't be afraid if you've got the Son of God with you. You say, but I'm sick. But if you've got the Son of God with you, amen, he can heal you. And not only can he heal you, amen, if you die, he'll take you to glory. Amen. Don't be afraid of them that can destroy, amen, only your body, but not your soul. But hey, fear him can destroy both. Amen. Oh, I feel like I ain't not preaching as good as I need to this morning. Praise God. Our country is in a storm. Huh? Our country was founded upon the principles of Judeo-Christian Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection. Amen. People came to this country in a large sense to escape the, amen, the governmental religion that had took Christ out, and they were looking for a place to worship and live for God. Amen. Come on now. Amen. But now it seems like the Savior is asleep, and the nation's in a storm. Oh yeah, we still pledge allegiance under God. We still pass our money if we can get our hands on it. It says in God we trust. But what America needs to do tonight, amen, to have a revival, amen, is for Democrats and Republicans, and every other publican, amen, to call on the Lord and awake him from sleep. Are you listening to me? And say, Lord, we're in a storm. We're in a financial storm. We're in a health care storm. We're in a storm of morality. Amen. Where people, men are marrying men, and women, women. Where children are being aborted. Amen. Carest thou not that we perish? Yes, he cares. He's waiting on us to awake him. Hallelujah. Why are you fearful, oh, you of little faith? That's why they're fearful, because of their little faith. You say, well, brother, don't jump on us. I'm not. I've been there myself. Huh? I've been there myself. Been there when things were going on in your body, you didn't know if you'd see the sunrise. You been there? Huh? Been there when you didn't know if you could keep your thoughts together. You thought they were just going to blow apart and fly helter-skelter, and you wouldn't know hardly how to. That's right. Fear. But I'll tell you what, when that Savior comes awake and you hear his word, then the Bible said he arose. Listen to this now. Here's the life of the Son of God. He woke up, amen, and really, when he rebuked their faith, I don't know, Brother Tommy, if he expected them just to calmly wait, amen, knowing that he was not going to let them go down, amen, but they got up, he got up and spoke to the wind, oh, listen, amen, I want to tell you something, it seems impossible for you to come out of the place you're in, but if the Lord, amen, will rebuke the wind and sea in your life, there was a great calm, hallelujah. Now, like everybody here that's on the verge of a nervous breakdown, raise your hand. No, I'm just kidding. But there's some in here. Huh? Say, I don't believe in it. You will believe in it when it gets you by the nape of the neck. But you know what? What's the answer to it? You say, I've tried to live for God. How many has ever said with me, Lord, I've tried to serve you all these years. I just don't understand why this storm. You never have? Well, you got one on me then. And I know it was a foolish thing to say, but I've said it. And then the Lord just let me say, well, you ain't, you know, you just done what was reasonable. God's faithful to us. He got up and he rose up and he rebuked the wind and the seas. Now, what about a Savior like that? You say, I just don't know if the Lord works like that today. Oh, yes, He does. Now, I'm going to tell you, when you're out on the sea, and I've been there, thanks to you all, I went across that sea in a little old ship. Put that sail up, that little ship just eased. And they say there were frequent little squalls and storms that come up out there. But this one came up on that sea, and brother, it looked like their ministry was over. They just got started, and they're going down in the water. Their bodies are going to float up. This is not the way we had it figured. Don't count the Savior out. He's not done with you yet. He looked at the wind. What kind of man is this that he can say to the wind, "Wind, let out"? Y'all believe that? And the wind is, the sea. Be quiet. And there was a great calm. Now I want to know, how many of you could use a little calm today? A little peace. A little calm. A little relief from the storm. Well, there is a way. His name is Jesus. You've bailed and 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 bailed till you're bitter. Quit bailing and go wake the Master. Now, amens are legal on Sunday. I said, quit bailing and go wake the Master. You say, brother, practice what you preach. I'm trying. Let that calm come in. Have faith in God's divine providence and God's will. God's plan. The Bible said the men marveled. Hey, man, I tell you what, I think we could have revival if we get back to when the Master marveled us. When we looked at him in awe and say, "My, what a Savior! What a man!" And they said, What manner of man is this? That even the wind and the sea obey him. What manner? I'm going to ask you this morning, what kind of Savior do you have? Are you marvel at him? Are you in wonder at him? Are you amazed by his grace? Are you just, your mouth gaped open and you're just wowed by the Savior? I tell you what, if we'll come in here tonight at 6 o'clock marveling at what a Master we have. Amen. We won't come in here and fold our hands not off. Amen. We'll come in here with our hands up and we'll be singing, "Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a powerful Savior we have that calmed the wind and stopped the sea and brought calm to my life." Woo! Hallelujah! Amen. I know. Amen. Sister Pat, we go through storms of life, and you've been there lately. I know you have. And you said, "Will this ever calm down?" But it's going to calm down. Amen. Because Christ, amen, is the sea walker and the sea calmer, and the winds obey him at his command. Can you say amen? How many believes what I'm preaching to you? Now notice the next phrase. I love this. What's that next phrase of that verse? It says, "And when they had come to the other side." Not if, but when. When. It looked like they weren't going to make it, Brother Josh. But they did. You know why? They made it because of the words of the Savior. "We're going over." Oh, yeah. You ever been rebuked by the Lord? You ever have, you have little faith? Why are you fearful? Oh, you have little faith? Well, I've been there. I'll tell you, I'm human. I'm too much human. But they've been fearful. But I've also been there when the Master stood up and spoke for me. And he said, "Hey, wind, lay down. That's as far as you go." How many knows that God Almighty will not let, hey, the devil said, "If you let that hedge down around Job, I'll get him. I'll get him if you'll let the hedge down." The Lord does have a hedge around his people. How many believe? That's one thing the devil, amen, he ain't good for nothing. But he did let us know that there was a hedge around about God's people. Amen. Because he accused God. That old hedge you got, that old protection. I want to tell you something. You may feel deserted by God here, but if your eyes were opened up, you'd see the Savior has been there all along, and he's been the one that's kept you from blowing your brains out, kept you from going out and getting back in the beer joint, kept you from being unfaithful to your companion, kept you from lying and cheating and being in the prison house right now. Amen. It's because the Son of God, amen, has stepped in, and I feel like bearing in on this. Amen. And we're going to close. But brother, listen. You're in a storm of your life. I am too. You are. This church is. Our country is. Our state is. Our state right now. I don't know, brother Jerry. I don't know what the deficit is. Amen. But it's several billion dollars. Am I right? In the 2.6 billion in our state, right? In the state of Virginia, not the nation. The nation is trillions of dollars, amen, in debt. Amen. Our state is behind. It is in the hole. Amen. They can't print money fast enough to bail us out. Somebody say amen. Oh, we're in the storm of our life. Amen. The answer is change this, change that. The answer is the Son of God. Amen. That we, come on now. We've got to put our faith and our trust back in the Son of God.
Stand with me. God bless you.
And when he was come to the other side, amen, just like the Lord intended, he went where he intended. How many know the Lord's going to have his way no matter what the devil says, no matter what the devil does? I ain't worried about the Antichrist. Are you? I ain't worried about the Antichrist. I'm just concerned about the Christ. I want to live for him. I want to lift him up. Huh? I'm telling you, when you're out there in the world, there's things gets a hold of you, and you think you can't get rid of them. You can't lay them down. You can't turn loose. How will you ever? But I'll tell you what, if you'll commit your ways to the Lord, he'll do it for you. Things you can't do yourself, he'll do it for you. How many believes that this morning? We had 119.